He's a president known for crude comments and the use of foul language, and this time, in a profane outburst, he's reported to have maligned Haiti, El Salvador and unnamed African countries while discussing an immigration deal with congressional figures. US President Donald Trump is said to have demanded to know why he should let migrants into the US from those regions, suggesting there should be more immigrants from countries like Norway. Angus Randall reports, and just a heads up, the story is the language in this case, so perhaps turn down the volume for a couple of minutes if you're with young children.
At a meeting in the Oval Office, Donald Trump reportedly vented his frustration at the latest bipartisan efforts to transform immigration policy. In reference to people from Haiti, El Salvador and African countries, he had this to say.
Why are we having all these people from shithole countries come here? Why do we need more Haitians? Take them out.
He then suggested bringing in people from countries like Norway. That follows a meeting with the Scandinavian country's leader yesterday. The remarks have been condemned by the president's usual critics. The former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders calls it appalling.
All over this country you have decent people who sit down with their kids at the dinner table and they say, judge people based on their character. And we have a president today, the leader of our nation, telling the whole world that that's not what he does.
And it prompted an emotional response from CNN journalist Anderson Cooper.
Haitians slap your hand hard when they shake it. They look you in the eye. They don't blink. They stand tall and they have dignity. It's a dignity many in this White House could learn from.
Speaking to US News Network MSNBC, civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton is blunt in his assessment.
If you advocate everything whites only, bring me the Norwegians, bring me this or that, and disparage at every opportunity, whether it's Charlottesville, whether it's immigration policy, every opportunity you disparage people of color, you are dealing from a racist and bigoted point of view.
But the comments have also caused backlash in some Republican circles. In a statement, senior Republican Senator Orrin Hatch says he's awaiting an explanation.
Part of what makes America so special is that we welcome the best and brightest in the world, regardless of their country of origin.
The White House has neither confirmed nor denied the comments, but released a statement after they became public.
President Trump is fighting for permanent solutions that make our country stronger by welcoming those who can contribute to our society, grow our economy, and assimilate into our great nation.
In the latest round of talks, Democrats are seeking protection for young immigrants who came to America illegally as children, and Republicans want increased funding for border security and a cut in the number of visas handed out in an annual lottery system. Dr. David Smith is from the US Studies Center at Sydney University.
Trump's comments might not actually affect immigration reform at all. What we often see is that we'll hear outrageous comments from Trump, but they end up having no bearing on what actually happens.
Any hopes Donald Trump may have had for a fresh start with the new year were dashed by the explosive details published last week in Michael Wolff's book Fire and Fury. David Smith predicts the president will sign off on an immigration deal to secure a win early in his second year on the job.
We have to remember that for Trump, he's had really not that many pieces of major legislation that he can point to as achievements. And he might not get something that's ideal for him, but he'll certainly get something that he can paint as a win.
David Smith expects another busy week in the Trump White House.
The recertification of the Iran deal, which it looks like Trump is recertifying again, is a constant issue. North Korea is going to be a constant issue as we see negotiations actually taking place between North and South Korea that might put South Korea at odds with the United States.
David Smith ending that report by Angus Randall.